The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. I consider myself very fortunate to be in a position where I can teach what I love. As a young man, I was adrift, unguided, and disinterested in school. In middle school, I was constantly in trouble, struggling to find consistency in almost every aspect of my life. Yet, there was one thing that captured my heart and mind, music. Despite my initial ineptitude with the clarinet, there was something about participating in band that resonated with me. Whether it was the camaraderie with my classmates, the sheer joy of playing music, or the liberating sense that my performance didn't have to be flawless, I found solace and purpose in music. More importantly, music introduced me to lifelong friendships that have shaped me into a better version of myself. These are the kind of friendships that have endured the challenges of cross-country moves and the seasons of life. I've experienced firsthand the transformative power of music in nurturing human potential. Without these friends, I would never have mustered the courage to audition for the Texas All-Region Band, make it to the Symphonic Band, or be invited to Baylor University's concert at the Eisman Center in Richardson, Texas. Although my friends played a significant role in unlocking my potential, there was one pivotal moment that stands out in my journey to becoming a musician. On the evening of April 18, 2011, I attended a concert featuring Joe Alessi, widely regarded as the world's finest trombonist. The band performed John Mackey's Harvest, a trombone concerto. Sitting in the audience, I was spellbound by the power and beauty of the performance. It was at that very moment that I knew I wanted to be on that stage, making music at that level. I did not play the trombone, and I was far from possessing the skills required to play at that caliber. But the seed was planted. I was determined to reach that level of mastery. My father drove me 45 minutes on a school night, despite his work the next day, just to attend that concert. Even after it ended, he patiently waited for an additional 45 minutes so I could speak with Joe Alessi. 2 years later, during my senior year of high school, I had the life-affirming opportunity to perform Harvest alongside Joe Alessi in the Music for All Honor Band of America. This momentous experience would have been impossible without the unwavering encouragement of my friends and the inspiration drawn from that concert. Now, as a music teacher in Longmont, I am privileged to witness the incredible potential in our students. I see their dreams, their enthusiasm and their profound love for music. These are young individuals who deserve a platform where they can witness similar life-altering experiences. A venue that can host traveling musicians, artists, entertainers, and offer experiences that may seem unattainable to many. How many more students could awaken their dreams? How many more students could find direction and purpose with the possibilities of this venue? In providing such opportunities, we not only kindle the sparks of inspiration but also help shape the future of our community and the world. I believe that music, with its immense power to transform lives, can be the catalyst for greatness in these young hearts. In short, our students, our children, our community, deserves a performing arts center in Longmont. Vote yes on 3D. Francisco Borja.